It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18+. Welcome on into the Wolverine.com podcast. Clayton Safey here with Chris Ballas, Anthony Broom. We were down in Indianapolis Monday through Wednesday, got back last night. So we got a bunch of takeaways to throw at all of you guys. Busy couple days for us. Fun, unofficial start of the football season, as we talked about when we previewed this thing last week. But we got Jim Harbaugh, Cade McNamara, Eric All, Mozzie Smith, and DJ Turner. We're all down there, as well as coaches and players from all 14 teams. So it was very interesting, and it'll be kind of open-ended here. But, Chris, we'll start with you in terms of your number one takeaway. We talked a lot in the car and things like that about what we were taking away from this thing, and interested to hear what you have as your top thing that you were able to glean.
Well, number one, we need to buy a condo down there or something for the
right
time that we spent in Indy. And we're going back, obviously, in December. What is it, the 3rd or the 5th this year?
I think it's the 4th.
Is it the 4th again? Wasn't it the 4th last
year? Oh, was it last year? Okay, then it's the 3rd, I think.
Okay, whatever it is. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But I will say this, in talking to the Ohio State guys, they're taking that game seriously, really, really seriously this year, like they don't enough as it is. But you can tell that really scarred them. And that was kind of fun to hear when Ryan Day, Ohio State's coach, said they're calloused and, you know what, a little bit scarred by that. And you're supposed to be. So that's the way it's supposed to feel in this rivalry when you lose. And they hadn't felt it in too long, frankly. So my takeaway, though, in speaking with the Michigan kids is how relaxed they were and how relaxed Coach Jim Harbaugh was and how good they think this team is going to be. And there are really good veterans, guys, on the offensive line. There are some holes to fill on defense. But the four seniors they brought are outstanding players, number one. Number two, outstanding leaders. And when they were talking about the freshman and sophomore classes, you just realize how much talent is there. And everybody's sitting there and all the sky is falling because they're a little behind in 2023 recruiting. And I'm thinking about the next 2-3 years, and I'm thinking there is a lot of talent on this football team where you expected it to be with Jim Harbaugh at the helm when he was first hired here. So it's exciting. And these guys look like they're in great shape. They look like they have great camaraderie again. And then one other takeaway real quick, Cade McNamara is so confident. And it's interesting when he says, you know, I feel like it's my team. It's not a slam at J.J. McCarthy or anything else. It just like he feels like he's the leader. And I was reading your report, Clayton, from Grand Rapids when we were at the Ford Museum and then you went and saw them in East Grand Rapids. You said he kind of assumed that role as the leader, getting guys where they needed to be. And guys were listening to him. I'd be kind of surprised at this point if he weren't a captain.
Yeah, that's one of your captains for sure. You can tell just the presence he has about him, the way he carries himself. And I think, you know, if there's a scenario where, let's just say he loses the or J.J. wins the starting quarterback job, I don't think there will be an issue still with him being a captain. I think the way that he's just so headstrong and so confident, and he's come such a long way from being the guy who, you know, had the jitters in his voice during the post-game video after the game at Rutgers during the pandemic season. Like, he's come a long way there. There's a poise about him. He plays with it on the field. I think he's carried himself really well in the few times I've seen him this offseason. So, yeah, it's this group, I think my biggest takeaway, because let's be honest, this is, you know, there are things we learned, got a lot of takeaways out of this event, but, you know, the nitty gritty stuff is not coming out of this. We're going to get that in the weeks leading up to camp, but something I took away from, and it harkens back to like when Clayton and I were in Indianapolis, I believe this was the third time I was there or we were there, whatever it was, in the last year or so, we went for media days. When Michigan basketball walked in after being Big Ten champions, there was like a strut about them. There was an aura, a presence. And this football team, when they came into the building the other day, they just I mean, you wouldn't, if you didn't know they won the Big Ten last year, you wouldn't even assume otherwise. I mean, I think they wiped that slate clean pretty quickly. I think all those guys are extremely motivated. Even in talking to Mozzie Smith during his session, you know, as happy as they were about last year, they went and played a Georgia team that was bigger, stronger, faster than they were. And I think a lot of those guys have taken that on as a challenge that they need to be bigger, stronger, faster than they were last year. So the work this team has put in started when they got off the plane from the Orange Bowl. And I think that's apparent in the way that they carry themselves, the way they talk about the team, the way they talk about each other. Yeah, I think this is a group. It's going to be a really, you know, with the way the schedule sets up, I think this is, there's very little chance this isn't a very good to great football team, in my opinion.
Yeah. And Anthony, you talked about it when we were previewing this event, where it's not necessarily what these guys are saying, but it's kind of how they're saying it. And I agree. They came in very confident, but, you know, not overconfident. And as you said, I think Jim Harbaugh, if you listen to what he said, you could definitely tell they won the Big Ten last season. He was a little more open and relaxed. He took a shot at a local reporter. He kind of, you know, hey, the Ohio State, $13 million. Dollars, let's double it. You know, he felt comfortable saying all those sorts of things, which I thought was really interesting. Still, you know, got the no answer basically to a couple questions that, you know, from people who aren't as savvy at this point of crafting questions for him, which is very hard, it seems like, you know, based on the you know, last 8 years. But I thought that was funny. And Chris, going back to what you said about Cade McNamara, you know, that's kind of what I saw. And then from the defensive side too, it's worth mentioning Mike Morris was a guy really rallying those guys in that player-led practice that I was able to see a portion of last Saturday. And I think that could be another captain for you too. But there's also other candidates like Mozzie Smith, who's just – I found myself when I was hovering for a little bit between the three tables of the guys, I kind of wanted to – I gravitated towards the Mozzie Smith and DJ Turner table. They were together. And, you know, they were funny. They were charismatic, and they had a lot to say. And you can tell when Mozzie Smith talks – you know, he means what he says, and that's not always the case with every guy that we're able to talk to. So that was great. You know, Jim Harbaugh, in terms of his demeanor, you can tell that he was confident about this team. And Eric All even said he had to cancel a player-led practice the other day because he feels like they're working so hard. He wants them a little more rested before camp. That goes back to the thing that Jim Harbaugh was talking about last year with holding these guys back as opposed to talking them into things. Those are the guys he really likes. And you can tell, yeah, he's probably going to say similar things every year at an event like this. But the way he was talking about it and the way there were actual stories to back it up, I thought was important to show that this team's similar to last year. They're going to have their own style. They're going to have their own flair. But they are similar in that they know that they got to put in the work, that they got to have really good leadership, that they got to stay together, and they have a hell of a lot of talent, and that can take you a long way.
And I loved what he said about they're not going to flinch when he's asking about playing November 26th in Columbus. And he said, yep, you know, who knows if they'll win, but they won't flinch. And you can tell these guys have that confidence now. They've beaten Ohio State. You could tell, and Clay said this before the game, Anthony, I'll give him credit. He said, well, you know, Ohio State looks flat, you know, and we've said that many times, and then Michigan goes out and gets its ass kicked. But you could tell the Michigan, there was something in the Michigan in their step, and you could just kind of sense that, hey, they weren't intimidated. They finally, I think McNamara said, we finally played to win instead of not playing to lose, and they weren't scared. And they went out and took it. And they not only did they take it, they dominated it. And they kind of feel like, okay, you know what, this is our time now. And you can sense that they really have the confidence that they can do it again. And who knows if they will. I wouldn't guarantee that they're going to come down to that last game with a chance to win the Big Ten East. But I would bet heavily on it because this is a good football team. You look at the schedule. It's easier than last year. And last year was one of the toughest in the country. And they won the Big Ten. So you got a lot of guys coming back. And you've got another interesting thing that I thought Jim Harbaugh said, Gullows, was when he talked about the defense, and he had a sneaking suspicion that it could be better than last year. And everybody's like, oh, you're stupid, blah, 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 blah. Well, there weren't a lot of people who were all gung-ho about the defense last year going in, and look what happened, right? There is a lot of talent there. And he said, this could be like one of those, some of the parts is better than the individual pieces. And I go back to, because I'm old, 1985, when that defense had a bunch of guys. There weren't a ton of stars, but there were a bunch of guys that knew their roles and played extremely well together. Not a whole lot of great pro talent. In fact, I can't think of one guy on that defense that spent a lot of time as a starter in the NFL, but they led the league in scoring, the nation in scoring for most of the year. And those defenses can be every bit as effective as those guys, those defenses that have the stars like the Aiden Hutchinsons and everything else. But I will say this, though. I think DJ Turner, I think Junior Colson, those guys have a chance to be among the best at their positions in the country. We've seen it, the potential for it. So, and then the guys up front, like Mazi Smith, is underrated and underappreciated. The job that he did last year, he's in better shape. So I'm excited, fellas. This is, I really believe this is going to be Jim Harbaugh's deepest football team. Will it be his best? I don't know. You look at last year and what they accomplished. That was outstanding. But this program for the short term is in really, really good shape.
Yeah, I think they have a window over the next couple of years where with that, those 2021, 2022 classes, we'll see what 23 winds up being. But, you know, pretty confident with the way that they've found guys that there will probably be guys that come out of that too. It just, it does feel like the balance of everything has been struck, as we said before. So like, this is going to be, I really do think this team has a chance to be top to bottom. I think a better football team, not necessarily better stars or anything, but a better team than last year. You know, just as unified, but maybe more depth, more talent in a couple of areas. The obvious storylines are always going to be there, right? The quarterback battle, the offense, what's your identity, right? But I just think my biggest takeaway is that, you know, it just always felt like if they could just get that one against Ohio State, get to Indianapolis, win a Big Ten championship, not to say the floodgates would open, but, you know, that could add another layer of edge to this program, to where once you see, like, what you could talk about doing it for 6 or 7 years, but once you actually do it and there's proof and there's equity on the roster of those guys having done that, that could spur you onto some pretty great things. And nothing that I've seen in the last couple of days in Indianapolis would lead me to not believe that. And the interactions we've had with the team and the stuff we've heard, the intel that's been gathered throughout the offseason. Like I said, I've said it from the jump. Last year did not have to be a storybook year. It can be the start of something, like Jim Harbaugh said. And I believe that it is, truly.
And I got to say this real quick, Clay. We haven't even talked about the special teams. And they should be among the best in the country. And nobody talked about them on over the weekend. I think Harbaugh brought them up, you know, in passing. I think Brad Robbins, Jake Moody, you know. But the job that Jay Harbaugh has done with those guys, and it is cliche that it's a third of the team and a third of the game, but it really is true. And we've seen that over the years. So in all facets, this is a team that I really think has what it takes. It surprises me that not one person picked them to repeat as Big Ten champions. But when asking the defensive guys and asking DJ Turner about it, he goes, you know, get in line, man. Who's going to be the latest to doubt us? We don't care.
Exactly. And at special teams, I got a story coming on this, but talking to Phil Steele about special teams, he rated Michigan special teams as the number one in the country going into this year. And I said, you know, how many games can special teams swing in a season from your experience? And he said that from his experience, is about a great special teams unit can win 2 to 4 games a year for a team. Now 4 would be the absolute highest, right, that he's probably seen. And he said David Cutcliffe over at Duke, remember, former candidate for the Michigan job, of course. The former favorite turned it down. But he said that, you know, I think, what was it, Duke made 6 or 7 straight bowl games at one point. And that's Duke. That's one of the, you know, lower programs in the Power 5. And he said that the reason why they did, this is David Cutcliffe, said that it was because of special teams, that they won them 2-3 games a year. And they were always, you know, 6-7 wins, things like that. And that got that bowl streak going. So that was just one example. But you're right. When you have Jake Moody, Brad Robbins, when you have the returners back, I don't know what they're going to do between Blake Corum and A.J. Henning in the kick return game, or even Ronnie Bell in the punt return game. But Henning, you know, really kind of came on last year. You have a lot there. You know, speaking of the quarterback battle that Anthony, you mentioned in passing, I feel like we have to kind of talk about that coming out of this thing, other than Cade McNamara, you know, in his confidence and his leadership. He said he got better too throughout the offseason. That's something I've been reminding people that this kid's 21 years old. They're guys in, like Tom Brady's getting better in certain ways. Obviously his body somehow is staying basically the same, but you know, he's turned it down a little bit. Guys are getting better, and the kid's 21, 22 years old. He said his footwork has been a huge thing he improved this year, and that has led to his accuracy where, you know, when he misses a ball, it's not just you miss the ball and, oh, I got to throw it more to the right this time. He says, you know, well, it's my foot wasn't where it was supposed to be. That forced my arm to go at a certain angle. And, you know, he was really getting into the kind of nitty gritty of that. J.J. McCarthy, you know, is about to be 100% and go into this thing and try to take that job. They're both going to be tough to beat. Jim Harbaugh said he gave all his cliches about the best player will play. How do you know who the best player is? He'll play the best. Okay, so no answer there. But what do you guys think coming out of this and going into August 3, what, you know, about the quarterback battle?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, Cade McNamara goes into fall as the starter, and Jim Harbaugh made that clear. And we expected that, because at least that first fall practice, not the first game, because J.J. McCarthy didn't play in the spring. So no surprise there. But he also said he's going to have a chance to win it in the fall camp, which I would imagine it's going to be a great battle, right? Now that McCarthy's back and throwing again, then you know what? It's game on. So, and that's the way it's supposed to be at Michigan. It's not supposed to be one guy and then some guy that you're like, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't have to play. And it hasn't been like that in Michigan's best years, you know, with one exception being, I think, John Navarre back in the day. You know, I think the backups were Spencer Brinton and who, you know, I didn't think was ready for prime time and kind of proved that with all due respect. You know, it was really John Navarre's show. So, but you know what? When you've got guys to push each other, and that's exactly what McNamara said. He said, that has made me better. And it made Tom Brady better when he was at Michigan. You talked about him being a captain. There was a time in the second half of a Syracuse game, I think it was 1999 on the road, when he was seething. And you could tell because he wasn't playing and Drew Henson was in there. But he held his tongue and was a great captain and became one of the best captains Michigan ever had because of it. So I think that's going to be Cade McNamara, even if he is sharing more time with J.J. McCarthy. So, but I like where it is. And anybody who's writing off Cade, you know, do so in your own peril, because this guy is a leader. This guy has led Michigan to a Big Ten title. And Jim Harbaugh made it clear that when you lead drives for points 50% of the time or more, you're doing your job. And I don't care how good the line was, how good the running game was, you know what? He was doing it. And he made some huge throws, converted some huge third downs along the way, and is a guy that's going to be tough to beat out for that starting job, at least initially, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I also thought that when Harbaugh was asked about the offense's identity, he said, well, you know, we're going to be what we've been. We're going to be physical at the line of scrimmage. We want to run the football. We're not going to abandon that. But something that made them so good last year is that, and I remember there being a lot, this drew the ire of fans during the preseason, was that when they would talk about they want to establish the run and they want to get, you know, Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards involved. And people were like aghast by that. And you go, well, when you look at this roster, that's the strength of your offense after the offensive line is how talented those backs are. Flip it to this year now. And Harbaugh said, you know, when we look at the wide receivers we have and the tight ends they have, I mean, they go a couple deep at tight end. They go, we think probably at least 4 or 5 deep at wide receiver. That's where your talent is this year. And you're going to have to get those guys involved because that's where, and also with your running backs, you don't have a Hassan Haskins, and Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards are capable pass catchers. So like all of that, you punch that into the equation and says, hey, we should probably throw the ball a little more this year because that's what our guys are good at. So we're going to see more of that. And I think what that does for this quarterback battle is, you know, it raises, we've talked about this before too, where like, because of what the defense loses and because of what you have coming back offensively, quarterback's going to have to shoulder a little more of the load. So you know, Cade McNamara, I think when called upon to make, I don't know if he missed a big throw last year. I don't know. I mean, there's a few, obviously there's going to be when you chart, you know, hundreds of snaps throughout the course of a season, but when they needed something dialed up, I mean, think of the stuff at Wisconsin or some of the big plays throughout the year. I mean, that guy was on the money when he needed to be. So to rule that guy out, like there's really no excuse for either guy. Like if you are as good as you think you are, or as your faction of fans that is rooting for you thinks you are, you got plenty of weapons at your disposal. So what are you going to do with them over the next 4 or 5 weeks leading up to the season? You know, whoever wins this job, Michigan is in, I mean, they're in phenomenal shape. It doesn't have to be, you know, this or that. I think both guys will obviously play. I think that will probably be more so the dynamic if McNamara holds on to the job. I think at the very least, you'll see the dynamic you saw last year. But again, I mean, improvement is assumed with J.J. McCarthy because of what he showed last year, because of how talented he is, because he's making the sophomore leap. But why can't Cade McNamara get better with what's at his disposal? So, hey, whoever it is, like, and we know better than this, it'll go into the season. And if one guy, whoever wins the job, he'll make a mistake. The message board will call for the other guy. And this will go until the Ohio State game. It'll go through the Ohio State game. If they get back to Indy, it'll go through Indy. If they, you know, I remember people after the Ohio State game last year. Oh, well, they should beat the brakes off Iowa. So do you get J.J. McCarthy, give him the start so you're ready for a team? Like, it's like it never ends. So just tune all that crap out, which they do. Play the best guy and go from there. I think it's going to be McNamara based on everything that we've seen and what we know. And JJ just lost so much time because of that shoulder. But again, whoever it is, you're in great shape because you've got the guy, the mystery box guy who you think has the potential to be a star, or you've got the, as he puts it, the Big Ten championship winning quarterback. There's no bad option here. So,
well, remember, you can't beat Ohio State with Cade. So that's what we were told before last season.
Well, no, but he had nothing to do with it. It was all Hassan Haskins and the offensive line. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Blah. Yeah, they won in spite of him, which is one of the dumber arguments I've ever heard on a message board. So with all due respect to the guys who made that argument.
And we can't forget that J.J. McCarthy contributed to
it. Intended. I'll speak for it.
A little disrespect.
Yeah.
Just a little. And JJ contributed to that game as well, and you know, can do so in the future. One last thing before we wrap up, I want to talk about NIL real quick, but let's first talk about Manscaped, our great sponsor. Crotch discomfort hurting your game? Fear no more. The kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off and free shipping by using our code 20GOBLUE at manscaped.com. One of you actually told me that crotch discomfort is hurting your game and that Manscaped is helping. I won't name which one of you said that, but Manscaped can help right there, fellas. Any comments on just our great sponsor, Manscaped?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me. That's my first comment. Yeah. And then second of all, I'm wearing my Manscaped boxers now. Do you guys want to see?
This ain't that kind of show, Chris.
It feels great, though, and I love this product, man. I really do. And I got them in my shower, got the shampoo and the body wash and everything else. It's been fantastic, man. It's unbelievable. I you know, there are times that I think, man, I can't believe we get to sponsor these guys, and it almost feels like, you know, it's cool. So, but really a great product, and, you know, I love the reads, and I love the fact that you have to do them, Clay.
That's right. Be able to do them. You'll do one next week, I think.
All right. That'll be next week. Absolutely.
So 20 go blue is the promo code. Anthony, got anything?
Hey, we were on the road this week. The travel pouch that they send along is also amazingly clutch. So shout out to them. We love you guys.
Yep. 20 go blue at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. 20 GOBLUE at manscaped.com. NIL, obviously a huge topic just throughout college football, college sports. Kevin Warren said he wants federal regulation, you know, so it's not using as a recruiting inducement as opposed to, well, those separately, but as opposed to having just different state laws, which is fair. You know, of course, he doesn't have the influence to just make federal regulation there. But it's also just a topic, you know, I thought few coaches mentioned, you know, we don't want it to seep into recruiting inducements. Well, it already has. And it's kind of funny that we're just there. The Big Ten media day, there's some teams that are using it as that. And there are some teams that will never do that. But here's the thing that I wanted to talk about with this is Jim Harbaugh throughout the summer and the offseason, you know, has been asked on a couple podcasts about NIL. And he's given his answer that has kind of angered some of the Michigan fans of, we want this to be a transformational experience, not a transactional experience. He has said, but it can become transactional if you play well, you know, your jersey sells, all these things. He elaborated a little bit more on that. He said the word transformational a few times, but he didn't necessarily say it in the context of NIL. He was talking more about just the experience, the team trip, all those things. But he said, as I mentioned earlier, let's double that $13 million. You know, I think we can get to more at Michigan. I think we can, you know, we're on our way, those sort of things. And, you know, I thought that was interesting. I thought in a weird way, he was kind of trolling Ohio State, but he was also kind of revealing that he has more of a nuanced take here about NIL, that he wants his players to make as much as they can. And that, yes, he wants to use the proof of that in recruiting. They're not going to guarantee a kid or have him sign anything before he signs his letter of intent, like some of the schools are doing. And I admire them for that. But at the same time, he, you know, Chris, speak to this, please, of that Jim Harbaugh is fighting for this as well. And he's on the same page as a lot of the fan base that thinks he's, you know, delusional or something like that.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to play within the rules that your university sets for you, number one. And so his message, and I wrote at the time, it was noble but risky to say it publicly. I don't think that's the way you want to market it. You want to say, okay, you're going to get yours here, period, end of story. You're going to get yours at Michigan. We're seeing it. We're starting to see it. They got off to a late start. I didn't think the leadership was there. I credit guys like Jared Wangler and Jordan Acker, the regent, and some of the other regents for really getting this thing off the ground when nobody else was taking control of it. And I understand that the athletic department's not supposed to have a direct hand in it, but you can still organize and be, you know what, be ready for it, because otherwise you're going to get left behind. And I think we found that to be true, at least in this recruiting class. So, but you know what, a couple months is not going to determine the course of this thing for the long run. And so, yeah, maybe they got off to a little bit of a late start, but at the same time, there's plenty of time to catch up. So, and what we've said in our ITF extra recently was, okay, there are lots of boosters that are waiting. There's a law or something that changes at the end of the year where, you know what, they can do pretty much what they want to do. And they're waiting to do that. They don't want to get in trouble right now. But, you know what, they're not going to directly pay recruits $2 million to come here or whatever, right? There are, in speaking with boosters, you know, the expected salary, if you want to call it that, for the Michigan starting quarterback is going to be about $2 million, according to one of the guys that writes the checks. He said, that's what I expect for guys to make. And it should be at Michigan. And it's like Harbaugh said, we've got some of the richest alums in the world and guys that are willing to pony up, which we've seen with their overseas trip, right? Overseas trips to South Africa, guys footing the bill for a trip to France for 100 and something people or 200 people. So the money's there. Just got to find a way, guys. And with the new president, Santa Ono, you know, people saying he's not a game changer. I disagree with that in the long run. I think that this guy wants to win at the highest level. He's going to hold people accountable who are supposed to get this thing up and running. I love this hire. I love everything about it, and really bodes well, in my opinion, for the athletic department.
Yeah, Clay, I think you and I kind of had a conversation about it off the air, or, you know, outside of a media setting, where it was like, it felt like there was a bit of a shift in the packaging of the messaging from the Michigan end of things as it pertains to NIL. I thought it was a little, and again, people always pull stuff from podcasts. We pull stuff from podcasts and write stories around them. But, you know, it was a little brash earlier in the summer about, you know, we're going to be transformational, not transactional. And there was even like a subset of, I think, a couple support staff people, a couple players who were pretty outwardly spoken about, you know, not just paying guys to come. And Well, I agree with that. Again, it's about optics. We live in an optics world now. I thought that Michigan's messaging was handled very well on that topic, you know, when it came up a few times during Big Ten media days. So are they gonna double Ohio State's 13 million? Probably a bit ambitious, but we know that there's an opportunity there based on the alumni base, based on, you know, I assume at some point, I caught a little bit of Barry Alvarez's scrum with the media, and he said part of this NIL thing is that when you're not just getting money in your pocket, you pay taxes on that, and there are business things you have to take care of. So I think what we're seeing is schools start to loop that in with education on money management and branding. And I think, I don't know, I haven't seen anything out there yet on this, but I think Michigan has a unique opportunity to do that, given its ties to the Ross School of Business. So Michigan has the ingredients in place, plus this, you know, the collective that is really, you know, they're really trying to get their ducks in a row here and get that going. Like, again, if you take a bit of a hit in one recruiting class because of it, okay, it's just, you got to make sure it's set up well for the future. So like I said, I've never had an issue with the slow burn approach to getting this right. And now that you're going to have new leadership at the top with Santa Ono, I think the future looks promising for them there. They're never going to be a school that's just handing McDonald's bags of cash out to guys. But, you know, there are already guys on that roster. And quite frankly, guys who have yet to really do a ton, so to speak, they're making some pretty good money. And I think that will only continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. And JJ McCarthy's doing well. Caden McNamara doing well and will do better, Chris, as you mentioned. And just to leave people with this, the best quote I think I heard about NIL from one of the Michigan guys this week was Caden McNamara talking about it and said, yes, he's blessed that he has some opportunities and he's able to get some money for himself. But his favorite stuff about NIL is the team events they've done that have spread some of the money around to all the guys. And it was a completely genuine comment. And that's something Michigan is doing that's unique, I think. And, you know, it's really cool that they're able to do that. And that just speaks to Cade McNamara again. But, you know, some more NIL stuff coming at thewolverine.com. As always, updates on that front. Same with Michigan football. We still got a lot of content coming from Big Ten Media Days, so stay with us there. For premium access, use that $1 deal. Gets you an entire year. That's going to run out at some point here soon. So make sure to take advantage of that. And we will see everyone next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.